Hi, I'm Stephen Doherty, and I'm interviewing Lauren May on how COVID-19 has been affecting her and her work and school in a different area. She lives in Michigan, right?
Yep, that's right.
And you said you're working full time now?
Yep, so I'm full time and also in some master's classes, so.
All right. So, how has COVID-19 and the quarantines affected you and your daily life?
Yeah, so it has definitely had effect. I think it really has kind of turned life kind of upside down for everyone. So, in regards to like work life, we're all essentially working from home now. So we kind of started that early March, mid-March, and our company was really proactive in kind of noticing what was going on and kind of foreseeing that this was going to become a bigger thing. So they kind of worked to equip us all with stuff to work from home, and we kind of started early. So luckily I'm in a role where I can work from home. So it hasn't been too bad. I think the only difference is like when you're used to the interaction of like having coworkers by you and all that social aspects, that's definitely gone now. Everything is obviously virtual and you can't just pop over and ask a question. But very fortunate to still be able to do almost all of my work from home, which isn't really good because I know there's a lot of people who can't take their work home, still have to go in, or just can't work at all. So luckily in that setting, I think working hasn't been too crazy. I think in terms of like life in general, I think it has definitely had an impact in like more of the social and just kind of like the unknown. So I myself am very like a social person. I love to be around people. I love to get out and do things. And obviously we can't really do that now. So I've had to like kind of get used to being a homebody and not going out and doing things and seeing people. And it's especially, I think, been hard for me for like family wise. So I live away from my parents and my family. So I can't really see them as often. FaceTime has been a big help, but you can't like go over for dinners, especially now with like
So, do you like live by yourself or
yeah, so I live with it's me and my boyfriend, so I have one
Okay.
person. It's great because I wouldn't be going as crazy because there's at least some social interaction every day. But so yeah, just the two of us. And then my mom and my sister and my niece and nephews are like 2 hours away right now up north, and then my dad's about an hour in Shelby. So we're all kind of like scattered around. So we don't really have any touch points.
That's interesting. I wanted to touch back on where. So, what do you mind saying where you work?
Yeah, so I work for a company called Rock Central, which is part of the Rock family of companies here in Detroit. So we have like a bunch of companies under us. Our main thing, probably the most familiar, is Quicken Loans is one of the companies, and they do a lot of like mortgage lending. But I'm under Rock Central, which is more of like the human resources component of it, and I serve specifically on the healthcare strategy team under there. So we're a large company, probably about 30,000 people, primarily in Detroit.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's a large number. How has this affected school? Like, has it been were you going to school online already, or were you going to classes at like an actual college or university?
So I had a mix of both. So I had one class that was online. So that was nice because when this all happened, that just was able to continue as normal.
Just you're like, oh, it's nothing new.
Yep. And then I did have one in-person class. So when this kind of all happened, they obviously like canceled the in-person and it moved to the online setting. And I would say from my perspective, that was pretty seamless on our end. We just used I think Blackboard Collaborate is the system we use. So we just like pop on there once a week for our lectures and then upload our homework virtually and do all of like our assessments online. So that's not been too bad. I know though, like other classes, it's definitely been harder. Like I'm thinking back if I was an undergrad right now and had like science and lab classes, I have no idea like how they transitioned those to be online. Like luckily master's classes are more like writing and reading, so it's not, you don't really need to be in a physical setting. So
that's good. So COVID hasn't really affected your life too hard in the sense of school, but at the same time, if you were probably in a lower, if you were like not in your master's but back in college, your undergrad, or that would be just kind of like a nightmare, or would it be just very difficult?
I think probably a mix of both. I mean, like thinking if I was in my undergrad right now, I think it'd be definitely stressful, especially like I see a lot of our like universities are, you know, obviously canceling things like commencement and like big, like major things. So, like that's sad. And then I think, you know, I have nieces and nephews, they're in grade school right now and all their stuff had to be moved to virtual. And I can definitely see the challenges in that, because now my sister has kind of had to take on the role of like wearing the teacher hat too, because teachers virtually can only do so much and then it falls on her. So now she's like teaching three different grades and like obviously that's not her wheelhouse. So I think for a lot of people, like the move to online has become really hard. And we even have a lot of populations here that haven't been able to move to the online setting just because of socioeconomic status. They don't have things like computers or iPads to hop on and do their classes. So I think lucky for me, it's been easy, but I don't know. I think that's probably one of the more rare cases.
So like you said too, you know, I can only imagine kids, you know, when they're younger, they have so much energy and they're running around, they're bouncing everywhere. You know, your sister must have it like, I don't think I could handle that, because it's tough enough just to get your kid to sit down and, you know, maybe do one thing or something, and to have them sit there for like several hours and just probably look at a computer and do the things that their teachers are sending them. And then also just not having that direct access to a teacher or a professor, even in your case, I think that is somewhat challenging. Has that ever been a problem for you actually? Ever needing direct access to like a professor, and you just can't go talk to them, you have to wait on an email?
Yeah, you know, I have noticed that a little in my one class that was initially in person and that moved to virtual. In like the process, we were doing a really big project, and so I always found it easier, like when I needed to get feedback, to just be able to be in person and like show them what I'm working on and go through and ask. And so when we moved to virtual, I didn't really have that ability. So we kind of had to play like email back and forth of like trying to get a hold, which would have probably been a much nicer process if I could have just like set up some time to come and meet with them. So I definitely think like that part has been like a little difficult for sure.
Do you feel like the online kind of, at least the way it is now, has wasted more time with things like that because of the whole you have to wait for the emails to come back? Because I can only imagine like a professor's end right now. They probably, you know, you're probably one of like hundreds of students they have, and they're probably being just bombarded with these questions. I've had trouble with couple of professors myself, where I emailed them and I've got nothing back from them. It is frustrating.
Yeah, I definitely think it has like slowed the communication chain down a little bit. I've had like some emails where, like you said, I think professors are like, they're trying to figure all this out too, and so they're getting tons of emails, and that they'll be like, oh, I'm so sorry, like this got lost in my inbox, and I totally get it. But yeah, I think it definitely has kind of made that chain a little bit more difficult to get through.
So what else has your school done to accommodate for the online courses and things? Have they done anything extra or interesting? Because like to maybe like you said they had this Blackboard program or something?
We use Blackboard, and on it they have like a collaborate setting, so it allows everyone to connect virtually, almost in like a Zoom setting like we're in now. And so I had a lot of classes go up and running with that. I've been seeing some emails go through that they've extended the periods for when you can withdraw from a class or make it like a pass or fail. Usually that's a very short window when you have to make that decision. But I think because of the current circumstances and students might having who are having difficulty adapting to the situation, they've kind of left that window open longer in case students aren't feeling confident in how they're learning. I've seen some other types of support things be sent from like our counseling departments reaching out to students if like they're having hard times during this for support. And I know that there's also some efforts I've seen going on where the school is still like supplying food to some students if they're like in the area in need of it, since usually like their normal like cafeteria life has been shut down. So I definitely have seen some efforts come through like that.
That's actually pretty great. I don't think every college is, or even school is probably doing things like that across the country. So that's you seem to be very fortunate. And honestly, it could maybe be an example set for the future for other colleges and things in case of an emergency such as this happens again. So what have you been doing to stave off, like, I don't think that's the right word, but basically fight off the boredom or the insanity of just staying inside? Because you seem like a very like extroverted person, like you like to go out and do things. So
I definitely am like a very social person. I am definitely not a homebody. I love to like be out. And so it's been challenging. I think like a lot of ways I've been handling it are just like virtual conversations. So talking to people through like video chat, like later today, a couple of my friends are hopping on just to like catch up through Zoom. And then getting outside has really helped. So going for walks a ton. We have like a back porch, so just trying to sit out there when it's warm. Luckily the weather hasn't been too crazy. And then I think just like trying to stay positive and like turn the situation into something good. So like, okay, I have all this time at home now. Like, what can I use it for? So I've been like organizing a bunch of things and like finding new little projects here and there to do. And then just taking some time to like actually relax and use this time to just hang out too. So it's been a learning process for sure.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing too. Just like, you know, I use Discord and I play online with my friends and stuff on video games. And I think that it helps a ton, because I would go absolutely insane if I probably just didn't have that ability to just like talk to them like that and things. Technology has come a long way and it's honestly very helpful.
Oh, definitely. That's a good point. I cannot imagine like if this was like going on back in the day when we didn't have all these things, it would be even 10 times harder for sure.
So, what do you think about COVID and everything that's happening in the country currently?
I think from my perspective, it is definitely a lot to take in. And I think it kind of went from like 0 to 60 super fast. Like this was initially something that we were hearing about that was so far away. And then the next thing you know, like it's right here in your front door. And in Michigan, I'm kind of in the epicenter of it. I'm in Oakland County, which is like where the largest amount of cases are right now, because it's also like the most populated area. So I think I've kind of gone through like different stages of like staying calm and you're like, okay, this is fine. And then like sometimes you turn on the news and you're like, oh man, like holy crap.
You're like, oh, that's that. You're like, that's really close. And it's, I can only imagine it's pretty scary.
I think what gets me the most is just like there's a lot of unknowns. Like this is something new for everyone, and just trying to understand like how is it going to affect life going forward. Like how long are we going to be in this type of like isolation, social distancing setting? Like right now we just got our date extended to April 30th for like our stay at home mandate.
The same thing here too.
Yeah, and I would guess that it will probably even be extended a little more. And so it's just that like unknown of, okay, like when's that going to end? And when that ends, like, is life really going to return to normal? Like I've heard and like been reading things, like there probably won't be like big sporting events that happen like after this, or concerts for a while, or like large social gatherings. So like things that we're used to every day are probably still going to be altered. So it's just like that unknown of like, how is things going to be? And like, when is it going to be? I think that's the like the hardest part in like thinking of everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that So, I think that's all my questions. Do you have any questions for me or anything?
How is it kind of is the same like thing in your area? Like how I know
So,
Michigan catching up with the like one being one of the top ones. So I don't know if like are your measures as extreme right now or how are things over there?
it's not as extreme here, which is an interesting take. Like, I don't know how serious people are taking it there. And like if you go to a store, is it like empty or is it still kind of full?
Yeah, pretty they're pretty empty now in a lot of stores. Like I had to go to get groceries 2 weeks ago and they're doing now like only max of like 20 people in at once and you like wait like spaced out lines and like now I haven't gone in 2 weeks, but now I see a lot more like if I drive by to like take a drive, like way more like mask wearing now and 'cause I think like we're starting to approach our peak. So that's been crazy. And then even like I was trying to find like grocery delivery and I could not, and like the whole nearby, like anywhere I tried, pickup or delivery was blocked for like all their slots every day. So yeah, a little bit
Yeah.
of panic.
A lot of delivery services here, I think, have started to or stopped delivery services. Like I know there was a Papa John's near us and they had stopped their deliveries, and then like Kroger's and like Walmart here just recently started the line and only so many people can go in at a time. But it seems like the same amount of flow of people actually kind of going in and out. It's lessened, but like there's still just a considerable amount of people going in and out, so I don't know if it's people just not taking it seriously here, not being informed, and I haven't been out in a little while, but I haven't really seen people wearing masks. But it also is a smaller, area. We have a lot less people here, and the spread of it is a lot slower. But I think that it does need to be taken a I think people may not be taking it as seriously right now because it's just like it was kind of like at least like a week ago or two, it was kind of just still like far away. Oh, it's in those other states and things, and now it's actually here and stuff. And I think there have been a few confirmed cases, and so people are kind of freaking out a little bit. I've been kind of worried about it, but I'm also pretty calm about it because the way I see it is that if I go grocery shopping and stuff, just make sure I don't, touch my face and things, just like try to stay 100% conscious of that. And then when I drive home after that, I just go and I wash my hands real quick and, maybe disinfect something like the door handles or whatever. So, and like that seems almost crazy to me. Like, I don't know if you do any of that yourself, but like it seems like ridiculous to do that, and yet that is the actual thing everybody needs to be doing.
Yeah, definitely. I think now like we've taken a ton of precautions that they've been advising. So like if I do go out, like definitely yeah, wiping things down and then like anything when we get back, we'll like wipe down packages and leave them out in the garage if they're like non-perishable for like a day, just so if case there's anything on them and even like mail or any packages that we get delivered, we'll like leave out, which is definitely stuff I never did before. So definitely way more mindfulness now.
Does anybody still have to go to work like at a store or anything?
No one that I know at a store. I know my dad, obviously is still going to the hospital. He's going to help take care of patients there. I'm trying to think. Most of my friends and family are working from home. I think the only individual that I know, my cousin is still, she works at a vet office. She's a vet tech. So they're still seeing patients at like a like brief intervals. So she's in there helping. So
That's kind of a really interesting perspective, though, the fact that like everybody or most people are working from home, home, because I on my end, I have some friends who are still working. They have to go to work because they work at a store or a restaurant that has like the takeout delivery. And it's interesting to hear that. And some of them are like, this is crazy because they're getting, some of them are getting way more hours, like, and some of them are getting just no hours. And it's just interesting to see the weird dynamic of people who have to like work from home and people who don't. And then there's the whole other side of it where there's so many people right now who are just completely out of jobs because of this. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how our country is going to respond to that, because there are these people who have basically, they can no longer afford their rent, their food. And I don't know how they expect them to survive or get by, if they can't, and you can't go out and do anything. And it's just a very interesting situation. I haven't heard any thing about people who like those who have been either laid off basically because of that, or just can't go back to work. I don't know if you have heard anything about that or not.
I know, like my uncle is someone right now who is out of work, so he's under unemployment right now. So I know, him. And then I think you just see like a lot of, I actually saw the other day a like rec center that is by our area announced probably about a month ago before it even got really bad that they are probably like going to be going out of business because they knew they were going to have to shut their doors. So I think it's like sad when you drive by and you see like all like the small businesses and the restaurants and they like have these big signs that are like still saying like we're open, like we can try to do like delivery or like drop off just to like try to stay alive. And so I think coming out of this, it'll be interesting to see like how many places were able to survive, how many, maybe not. And I think it'll definitely be an eye-opening thing.
Yeah, and maybe hopefully growth of maybe new businesses or like just the rebirthing of the old ones, just bringing them back. Hopefully, I think hopefully maybe the government or something, steps in and is able to help out there, because it is, I think that's a very scary thing. And right now in the world is a lot of companies are just very much, they're like cut their losses. They don't want to, they would rather gain a profit than keep people employed. And I think that's pretty scary. You said your uncle is unemployed. So was it like a layoff, or is it just he can't go back to work?
No, I think it was. I think they he works for a I want to say like a laundry like delivery, so I think it was just like I think it's the fact that he just like can't go back to work right now.
Okay.
They're not
Well, that's good to hear, because at least, he'll have a job to go back to. I mean, there's a lot of people who just aren't going to have a job to go back to. And I think that the state of this country is going to be very very interesting, to say the least, at least one way to put it, after this whole epidemic is over.
Yeah, I agree for sure.
All right. Well, thanks for doing this interview and giving me your perspective and take on COVID-19. I guess before we go and sign off or anything, is there anything you would like to say or mention? Maybe something about this whole thing that you were like, oh, I actually wanted to say something about that.
No, I think we covered a lot of it. I think it's just, important that we all just stay positive and keep working towards the future because it will get better. So I think it's just a positive message is good to end with. So
Everybody stay positive. Just clean your house as a hobby, organize everything, make a new game called the like make a sweep time thing. Clock yourself on how fast you can sweep your floor, and there you go. Stave off the insanity.
Gotta find the creative ways.
All right. Thank you. This is Lauren May. I'm Stephen Doherty, and till the next time.
Thanks, everyone.
All right. And